have a little bit to tell us about the woman who brought French food to France.
That's right. So for International Women's Day, I thought I would talk about Catherine de' Medici. Now, she was from the really famous Medici family of Florence. They were a very powerful family of bankers, also very influential in politics. You can imagine the kind of underhanded dealings that might have been going around to get this family to possibly the most prominent position in Europe.
What time period are we talking?
We're talking 1500s, so kind of the beginning of the Renaissance, end of the Middle Ages. And Catherine was married off to Prince Henry of France in 1533 when she was only 14 years old.
That's pretty young.
It's pretty young, yeah.
Well, look how far we've come. Yeah. International Women's Day.
Yeah, progress. Yeah. but the rate that things go around the monarchy in Europe at that time, it wasn't long before Prince Henry was King Henry. And then shortly after that, he passed away. And Catherine became the regent while her children were still young. So she found herself in a very powerful position pretty quickly.
How old was she at this point?
She was in her late 20s. Wow. And she had a few kids. She ended up having about 10 children in total.
That's pretty good, A, to get to her late 20s in this time period and to have survived 10 childbirths.
She was doing pretty well for herself, all things considered. And I wanted to talk about the kind of the legend that surrounds Catherine as the woman who brought French cuisine from Italy to France.
So, back up. So French cuisine started in Italy.
Well, that's what they like to say. So the legend goes that when she was sent to France to marry Prince Henry, she traveled with a legion of Italian cooks who came with her to provide her with all the comforts from her home. And with them, these cooks brought with them just not new food, but new ways of eating that would transform the way the French eat. So some of the things that are credited to this legion of cooks is things like parsley, salad, sorbet, crepes, olive oil, Chianti wine. So quite a list of things that we kind of assume are taken for granted as just foods that have been around for a long time. And one of the more interesting things that she's credited with bringing to France is actually the fork as an eating utensil. Yeah. So before that, they'd been using spoons and knives, but their hands to eat before that. So
what a technological advancement, the fork.
Yeah. Well, she didn't invent it. It had been around for a long time, but used really sporadically. It's quite surprising to think of how recent things like that are and how normal it is to eat with your hands. But anyway, moving on. So the story goes that the country was so wowed by the wonder of the Italian Renaissance and all the cultural delights that it brought over that it started somewhat of a revolution in taste and French fine dining was born.
Wow.
So it's quite an interesting legend. There is a bit of doubt cast on it by historians. Some of them do say that Catherine didn't have that much influence at the beginning, particularly because Prince Henry had quite a famous mistress called Diane de Poitiers, who hogged the limelight for a lot of Catherine's life. So some historians are saying that maybe this story is a bit of an embellishment because, of course, at the time, France and Italy are right next to each other, so it's crazy to think that no one was crossing the border before that point and bringing food with them.
So Catherine's rewritten history, so she comes off as the hero of food.
Yeah, basically. I mean, we do have a few facts about her love of food that we know for certain from menus at the time that we still have record of. We know that she loved to throw a good party. We have records that one of her parties lasted for 5 days.
Well, what a bender.
Yeah, which is pretty awesome. And so the menus for these feasts were just so extravagant. One of them had 66 turkeys.
That's probably more turkeys than I'll eat in my lifetime.
Yeah, it's probably more than anybody needs, but they were there nonetheless. And politically, her feasts had a really important role as well, because they were all about bringing people together. And she was regent at a time when there was a lot of sectarian violence and a lot of political divides, and some of which she's actually rumoured to have started. She's implicated in a massacre. at one point.
Oh, I was going to say the War of the Crepes.
That would be an interesting one. And yeah, so during these feasts, she would invite everyone, men and women, from across the divides and ply them with food and drink and made sure they had a good time. So
Catherine, the first foodie.
The first foodie, yeah. I mean, it's pretty interesting. You can actually find, if you look on the internet, there's lots of historical blogs where people try to recreate recipes from the Renaissance. So if anyone wants to play along at home, there is a Catherine de' Medici soup.
Okay, and you were telling me off air that you've actually tried to make this soup.
Yes, I gave it a shot and it didn't work out so well. But I do encourage anyone interested in it to give it a go and maybe let us know if it works.
Okay, so before everyone goes and makes a Catherine de' Medici soup, what do they need to make sure they don't do that you did? I'm jobbing you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I made a rookie error. The recipe is just incredible. It requires almost a Da Vinci level of artistry to put this soup together. It's also called a carabaccia, which is like a Tuscan onion soup. So basically some of the things you have to do, you have to braise onions for an hour. You have to use fancy words like macerate. You have to macerate foods. You have to make your own broth. One thing you do have to do is put 2 tablespoons of wine vinegar in it. That was where I went wrong. I misread the recipe and I put 2 cups.
Oh.
And yeah, it's such a terrible mistake. And as I was macerating and simmering, I kept thinking this smells terrible, but the vinegar will burn off. And 2.5 hours later, I had about 1 liter of a soup that could be best described as ammonia.
Oh, you poor thing. So how long did the whole adventure take you?
An evening.
So if you do decide to cook this soup, 2 tablespoons of vinegar will suffice.
Yeah. And this is Catherine de' Medici's legacy.
Well, we'll put a link up to the recipe on the 2SER website. It's 2SER.com/breakfast, where you can hear all our stories and get the Catherine de' Medici soup recipe. Thanks, Shane.
No worries.